From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Los Angeles today, thousands of public school teachers staged a one-hour walkout. The teachers are angry with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger for big spending cuts the governor has proposed to deal with California's multi-billion dollar budget deficit. So they skipped class to send a message to the governor. In a moment, we'll hear what Schwarzenegger has to say about the budget crisis. But first, NPR's Carrie Kahn was at the teachers' protest.
What do we want? No budget cuts! What do we want?
There are 48,000 teachers in the L.A. public school system. Most spent first period not in their classrooms, but on the sidewalks, carrying picket signs saying stop the budget cuts.
What do we want?
No budget cuts!
When do we want it?
Now!
On the steps of Los Angeles High School, A.J. Duffy, head of the L.A. Teachers Union, railed against Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's cuts to education.
Now!
You cannot, you dare not close an $18 billion shortfall on the backs of teachers, students, and the communities that those students come from.
L.A. High School science teacher Brian Wallace says that size of a cut is just mind-blowing.
You know, that you can't expect to run a school district or, you know, an education system with that kind of money being cut.
District officials sent out more than 3,000 layoff notices in March. They say they won't be able to buy new school books this year, they can't fund arts and music classes, and they have to let go of counselors like Selena Molina.
I'm hopefully not cut next year, but we'll see.
Are you looking for a new job?
Not at the moment. I'm praying that I'm still here, but I'll have to do that.
Molina doesn't have tenure, so the district only needs to give her a two-week notice before firing. There are 6,000 non-tenured employees at LA Unified in the same boat. A spokesman for the governor says teachers have gotten the math wrong and that funding to LA schools is actually getting a $200 million boost over last year. But LA Unified Superintendent David Brewer says that doesn't account for cost of living increases and the cost of mandated programs. Altogether, Brewer says the district will be more than $350 million in the red.
These budget cuts are terrible. They will lower our graduation rates, increase our dropout rates, prevent us from expanding programs such as our gifted and magnet programs. These budget cuts are terrible.
Brewer was standing in front of an elementary school around the corner from the rally at LA High. District officials went to court to stop the teachers from walking out, citing safety concerns. A judge sided with the teachers. Brewer says he still supports the teachers 200%, but
this is the wrong action. The message is right, the action is wrong.
Hundreds of administrators watched over students who were kept in auditoriums and on football fields during the hour-long protest. Roosevelt High School geography teacher Gilliam Russom says if officials were so worried about safety, they would ease overcrowding and fix LA's dilapidated schools.
We have PE classes of up to 100 students in some of the poorest neighborhoods of LA. And you don't think that's a recipe for some security issues?
Schwarzenegger says cut back, we say fight back.
Today's protest lasted just an hour, but teachers say they'll be back. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.